Hey Dominic, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. All right, I'm back in my office. Are you in front of your computer?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Can you print out those documents?
Yeah, I'm pulling them up right now. Okay, I got them up.
Can you print them out?
Sure.
Perfect.
Hold on one second, let me go grab them.
Take your time.
Okay, there.
I am.
It's printing real slow. I'll just look at it on the computer for now.
No worries. So,
What did you want me to look at?
just want to walk you through them to get this puppy wrapped up for you. So,
Okay.
the first thing is there should be a total of, let's see, I believe 7 pages, but let's just make sure.
Yeah, 7 pages.
Great. So on the equipment finance agreement, on the first page, in the middle, where it says Liberty Ready Mix, you'll be signing. Your title will be member or managing member since you're the owner, and you'll date it. Then below it, where it lists your name, you'll be signing and dating. Please make sure when you're signing, your signature looks the same as the signature on your driver's license.
Okay.
The next page, I need even the pages you don't sign, I just do need them returned to me. Second page is just terms and conditions. Third page is the cross corp for Liberta. This financing is going under Liberty, but we're using the cross corp of Liberta to give you really solid terms. So you'll be signing there. Liberta's tax ID is listed there, and you'll just put your home address, city, state, and home phone number. The Schedule A is the equipment you're financing and the supplier with the bank information for Liberty Ready Mix. You'll be signing that on the bottom. It also just verifies you're 100% owner of the business and dating it. The fifth page allows us to pay the vendor, so you'll be signing that and dating it. The insurance, you're not respons we do not need insurance on this to fund the transaction. We have 15 days to get your insurance. There's two ways I can handle it. You can send this certificate to your insurance broker, or I, completely no cost, I'm more than happy to take care of that for you. Just give me your insurance broker's number and I'll take care of it. I just need you to sign it, print your name. So it says name there, but it's supposed to say your signature. So you're supposed to sign it, print your name, title, being member, and date it. And then the last page is for the first and last payment due at signing and the small documentation fee. You'll put in depository name equals your bank name, account number, obviously your account number, and your tax ID. And then you'll sign that and print your name and date it on the bottom. And you'll fax all this or scan email all this to me with a voided check. Once we get this, within hopefully today, if not first thing tomorrow morning, we'll give you a call, verify that we can pay the vendor, release the payment. You can confirm on the phone call. I believe your billing cycle should be the first. So you have a small prorated period for the rest of the month. And then October will be prepaid. So your second full payment will be due in November. There's two other quick things I wanted to go over with if you have a minute.
Yes.
Cool. So you actually talked to me, I think, a long time ago when you were working with a guy named Tiny, who I believe is no longer at Fesco, correct?
Correct.
All right. I'm about as straightforward as they come, and I've been in our industry, the construction finance industry, and this company for 9 years. So what are some other ways that I can assist your business? We talked about truck financing, like cement trucks, all that stuff. I do that stuff all day long. But there's two unique products that I offer that are a little different than what you're used to with financing. So the first thing is, I'm sure you're used to when you go to do your bank financing, it's a lot of paperwork, correct?
Yes.
The only kind of custom here is that this is a new business, and I want to give you existing business terms. But what can I do for you? You can come in to me and say, hey, Ruben, since I already have your tax return for the other business, hey, Ruben, for Liberty or Liberta, I need 150 grand of equipment cost or less. I want to make it simple. I don't want to provide you a ton of paperwork. Get me approved in 2 hours. I can do that for you. So if you're looking for any vehicles and or equipment, new or used, I can do that for you and make it very quick and simple. And also, you're not talking about any really money down required, just two payments due at signing. Additionally, we have a very unique product called a working capital loan. You said you have a line of credit with your bank, correct?
Yes.
How big's your line? What's your limit?
For what?
Equipment for Liberty. No, for just a line of credit, not for equipment. Just for, hey, I want to borrow cash against this.
For what company?
Liberty or Liberta, either.
Liberta is 1.8.
Liberta is 1.8, and I'm assuming Liberty is much smaller because it's a newer business, correct?
Yeah, I think it's 125.
Okay, and I'm assuming that Liberta is collateralized against, like, your assets or your business assets, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, how much do you have on that line, if you don't mind me asking?
On which one?
Your big company, on the 1.8, how much do you have on that line? Is it open, or do you have any debt on it?
No, there's debt on it. It's always debt because it's revolving.
Gotcha. What's your current balance?
I don't know. Probably a million.
A million? Okay. So I want to tell you about another product that I have that could potentially interest you. So I have a product called a working capital loan, which is not designed to compete with your line of credit, and it's designed as a supplementary product. Essentially, many customers that I work with come to us and say, hey, look, I do not want to max out my line of credit. Like, they're basically saying, you know the game. So they're knowing that if they max out their line of credit, their bank calls them, it creates stress, so they're always looking for alternative sources of funding. There are other customers that literally do max themselves out, and they do need money for growth and other jobs. We have a cash loan product. It is based on revenues. Based on my general look at your business finances, we could provide you anything between $150,000 to $500,000 in cash. It is a more expensive loan because it's cash, but if you have a need for cash, whether it be short term or for another project, please feel free to, keep that in your back pocket and reach out to me.
Can you send me some info on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's probably a product that you've probably been mailed on. You probably get a lot of advertisements for financing, I'm assuming, in the mail, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, and have you ever applied for any of them, or have you ever taken any staff, or are you just going to check some trash? Okay, so go that again, I'm sorry?
They go in the trash.
Okay, so what is this product about? Well, it's a cash loan product based on revenues. So basically, let me give you an example of a customer that I just recently funded. I have a customer who's actually in the masonry industry. I've done two loans for them. They're in Texas. So the challenge is that they have a very big line with their bank, but they are kind of, their whole thing is, we want to take on new jobs. Their credit line fluctuates wildly. So their line, I think, is like 2 or 3 million, but they can have 300 grand of one debt at one time. They can have it maxed out. It fluctuates very, very rapidly. And so what they wanted to do was, they had a very, very big job or jobs, and they said, hey, look, we're not able to take on this work because our contractors, our customers, do not pay us on time. They just don't. And we can't force these people to pay us on time. It's just not the way our business works. But if we can get some cash, it will be able to enable us to get in more revenue, more profit, etc. So let me give you some ideas on your business and how this loan would work. Before I kind of do that, I guess I would ask you is, how much money would you want me to quote you on? I'll give you very realistic numbers, but how much cash would you want me to quote you on, like, so you can understand the cost and how it would work?
Just say $300,000.
Okay, perfect. So how would a $300,000 loan work? It'd be on top of your current loan. We'd be in, quote-unquote, second position, so it's essentially a cash loan. $300,000 is directly injected into your bank account. The repayment terms go between 6 months to 18 months. Our average first-time customer is 12 months. If you borrow $300,000, the way we collect the payments is what's called a micropayment. Since it's a cash loan, we're basing the loan off cash flow, we take the loan one of two ways. One is we take a small daily payment every day. That's 21 business days per month, no weekends, no holidays, or once per week. The most important thing on this product is honestly the cost, because if you dance around that issue, you'll just piss people off. So if you borrowed $300,000, do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
I'll give you an idea of what that would cost your business over, say, a 6 month and a year and a year and a half. If you borrowed $300,000 over 6 months, your payback on that would be around $345 to $360. You've got really good credit, so I'd assume it's probably more going to be towards the $345 range. If you do it over a year, your payback on that is going to range between about $365 to $390.
Okay.
And if you did that, say, over a year and a half, once again, those terms is kind of custom, but off the top of my head, I would tell you the payment on that is going to probably be around $405 to $425. Those are a little custom, so I don't like to throw numbers out. The core of the product is, can I borrow this capital and put it to work and make more money than the cost of the loan? In terms of the underwriting, though, I'll just tell you, it's kind of revolutionary, but if you said, hey, Ruben, here's what I'd like to do, I can get you approval, documents, and wire your account within 48 hours. It is not the kind of process where you're pulling teeth to get money. It's very hands-off.
Okay.
So that's it in a nutshell.
And you'll email me some info on that.
Oh yeah, I'll email you some info. I mean, yeah, it's not a problem. I've taken a look at your business. I think it really comes down to what opportunities do you see in today's marketplace. The other reason why people use this money, just, you know, and I don't know if this is true about your business, is inventory. So a lot of our customers will have an opportunity to buy inventory at a discount by paying up front, and sometimes that's a huge opportunity. But, like, I'll give you an example. You do concrete, so I'm sure you buy a lot of materials to make concrete, correct?
Right.
So do you buy on terms or do you buy up front?
Both.
If you buy up front, how much of a discount do you get? Or if you buy in bulk?
I think 3%.
All right. How quick does it take you to turn that inventory?
Not long.
30 days, a month, 2 months, 3 months, give me an idea.
Yeah, 30 days.
Okay. So here, and I'm going to include this in my email. If this is the, so this might be the, this might be actually what could help you out. It's really an opportunity loan, which is you might want to have an opportunity to buy in bulk, but I'm sure it's not worth the risk for you to put $500,000 on your credit line to take that risk, correct?
Right.
So, yeah, that's, yeah, you know, you don't want to max out your credit line just to make a few bucks. It's just not worth your relationship with your bank, because I'm assuming you built this relationship with your bank over years and years and years and years, correct?
Right.
Correct. So how would this product work? Well, and I'm going to shoot you an email after we get your transaction funded, get everything in black and white, but if you could take our money, if you look at 3% per month, if you're turning it every month, that's about 36% a year. The real term is that even though you would be able to make money on our money, I think the product would be better for you if you could push your suppliers to do something better. So if you could go to your suppliers and say, hey, look, instead of paying you up front 33%, let me borrow 3 months of inventory, let me buy it up front, but you're going to have to knock that down by, you know, a lot more, then this product would probably become a lot more attractive to you and it would make a lot more sense for you.
Gotcha.
Because if you're at 3%, like, to give you an idea, if you're at 3%, let's just use, and how much inventory do you buy a month?
Well, shit, a lot.
Give me a number.
probably about $400,000 or $500,000.
Okay, so you're buying a lot. So if we use that half a million mark, 3% of half a million is, well, let me just, 15 grand. So if you borrow a half a million, the loan is costing you over a year, you know, just off the top of my head, it's costing you, I don't know, $12,000 to $13,000 a month. So those numbers, I can give you the loan because I'm not going to ask you those questions because, like I said, this is a very hands-off process. But I think from your side of the fence, 3% is one thing. But if you can move that number to 4 or 5% and constantly flip it, then 4 or 5% a month equals 48 or 60% a year. And that's when you have economies of scale that would actually make a huge impact on your business. Because if you're doing 4%, you know, by doing a better deal, that's actually now saving you $20,000 a month. And if your cost of your loan is 12 grand, then you have an $8,000 spread. If your cost of your loan is 12 to 13 and you're only saving 15, those numbers are very, very tight.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's a great product, and I'll shoot you the details. It's kind of an, it's probably something you, you know, walking through the process, it can either work or not. While I've got you on the line, do you have any questions about the equipment documents?
Not right now. I'm going to read them over real quick.
Cool. Just so you know, if you have any questions, give me a call. The finance agreement is the first two pages. There's really nothing to hide. Our documents are written in plain English. The other pages, all they do is they allow us to do the cross corp, they allow us to pay the vendor, and insurance. But the actual meat and potatoes of the contract is two pages. But if you have any questions, just give me a holler.
Sounds good.
If you can, I'd appreciate it. I don't want to push you, but if you can get these back to me today, the next few hours would be great because then I can send it into funding.
Okay. To be honest with you, I'm going to shoot you over my account real quick. Just let them review it. It probably won't take them long at all.
Cool. If you have any questions, just give me a holler.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
All right.